Remember that evolution has no evidence. There's none. There is no evidence for evolution. We learned that the Bible's true. It's the Word of God. And evolution's got nothing. That's Genesis. First book of Genesis. Second book of Genesis, we looked at the patriarchs. That first book took 2,000 years. Now God narrows it down to a man, to Abraham, and in chapter 12. And all the rest of the Bible is about his family. Him and his family. Right on up through the tribulation, the family of Abraham. And we looked at Isaac and Jacob. And then for a little while we've been on Joseph. He started in chapter 37. We saw him. Let's look at chapter 42 is where we quit last week. It says, now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt. Now we hadn't seen Jacob since chapter 37. And we saw last week there's 21 years went by since chapter 37. And what Jacob's been doing during those chapters, during the 21 years, is he's been mourning.
Right.
He's been mourning. But here he is. He comes on the scene again. It says, now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do you look one upon another? He said, what are y'all standing around here for? How come they wasn't out plowing or planting or watching the sheep? He said, what are y'all doing? What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? What are you doing? He said, get out of here. Get down there to Egypt and buy us some corn. Do something. He's talking to a bunch of deadbeats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you remember, we're studying Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. But we're also studying the brothers, and we're learning about us.
Yeah.
And here's the brothers doing nothing again. They're doing nothing. Verse 2, and he said, behold, I heard there was corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence that we may live and not die. It's a dire situation. They're in bad shape is what they are. They're getting ready to die. The young ones, the old ones. And the title of the chapter, next couple chapters, is Joseph the Stranger. Joseph the Stranger. Now he has forgiven the brothers. They don't know it yet, but he actually forgave them a long time ago. You know, the Lord forgave us a long time ago. And he, when Jesus was on the cross, all my sins were in the future. And when he forgave me, he forgave me. This is the first trip of Jacob's sons to Egypt. Now, the 10 sons added together aren't worth as much as Joseph is. You add them all together, and they're not worth as much as Joseph is. We ended up there in chapter 41, verse 55, says, go unto Joseph, and what he saith unto you, do it. We're talking about number two in the world. Egypt's the world. In the nation, in the world. Joseph's number two in the world, right under Pharaoh. We saw a repeat of that over in the New Testament when Mary says to everyone around, whatsoever Jesus saith unto you, do it. Do it. That's good advice for Brother Rick. The famine have purposes many times, and the famine was to drive people to Joseph. Sometimes I mash my thumb, stuff goes wrong. It's to drive me to Jesus.
Amen.
I got the influenza. I got the crud. It's to drive me to Jesus. Right. Got a flat tire. A lot of times it's to drive me to Jesus.
Yeah, right.
So I'll trust Him. This is an act of faith. Jacob heard there was corn, and he believed it so much that he saw it. Up in verse 1, Jacob saw that there was corn, and he acted on it. Let's look at verse 3 now. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. And Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren. For he said, lest peradventure mischief would befall him. I don't know why he'd think that. He sent them with the 10 brothers. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan, in the whole known world, really. Verse 6, and Joseph was the governor over everything, over the land. And he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. Hold your finger right there. Let's go back to 37 where it all started. Verse 6. And he said to them, "Hear, I pray you this dream." It's Joseph talking, "which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, the sheaf, my sheaf rose up and also stood upright. Behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." And it's happening in verse 6. Back in verse 6, 42. Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. Hold your finger there. Look back in 37:9. And he dreamed yet another dream and told his brethren and said, "Behold, I've dreamed a dream more. Behold, the sun and moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And the only way I can relate to it, if you're wondering about obeisance, I know on the cartoons, sometimes they'd act it out and they'd go salami, salami, baloney, you know, and they'd bow down. But the brothers, the 10 brothers, are bowing down to Joseph just like God revealed to him in the dream. But they don't know him. They don't know him. Let's look at Romans 8:18. It's been a long, hard road for Joseph. Been 21 years, really, of persecution. Romans 8:18. "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us." And that's what's been happening to Joseph. Romans 14:11. "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God." Well, now this is what's happening to Joseph. Now he's being exalted. Let's look at Philippians 2. And it's just about time. It's right on God's timing. Philippians 2, we've been here a couple times. Let's back up this time to verse 6. Now, I said we're studying Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. But Joseph is not Jesus. He's a picture, a type. We're not going to worship Joseph. But here, this is Jesus in Philippians 2:6. "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." Let me just go ahead and say again that Jesus is God. That's why we're called Christians, because we believe Christ is God. If we believe Buddha was God, we'd be Buddhists. If we believed Allah was God, we'd be Mohammeds or something. "And being found in a fashion as a man, and he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." We're getting a picture of that over in Genesis. Luke 24. Talking about Joseph the stranger. Luke 24, let's start in verse 16. "But their eyes were holding that they should not know him." The brothers' eyes, the 10 brothers, were holding that they didn't know him. "And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad?" Verse 18, it's Luke 24. "And one of them whose name was Cleophas answered him, saying, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, hast not known the things which are come to pass?" We're studying Joseph the stranger, but we're learning about Jesus the stranger. Look over in John 1, verse 10. He, capital H, Jesus, the Word, the living Word. He was in the world, the creator of the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He, God, Jesus, came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Chapter 37, this word happened. The wheels of God grind slow, but they grind exceeding fine.
Yes, sir.
The Lord knows what He's doing. Why did the brothers not recognize Him? It's their brother. Anybody in here got a brother or a sister?
Oh, yeah.
If they come in, would you know them? You know, I got one brother. I'd know him. I think I would. Well, why did they not know him? One reason is they wasn't looking for him.
Yeah, right.
Let's look in Acts 1:11. Acts 1:11. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. Did you look for Him this morning? Did I look for Him? Hey, guess what? He's still coming. He's still coming. Joseph told him the dreams. They should have been looking for Him. They wasn't looking for Him. Matthew 24. They didn't listen. 42. Matthew 24, 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Are you watching? Am I watching? 44, verse 44, Matthew 22, 44. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Am I watching? Am I watching? Are you watching? Hey, He's coming back. He's still coming. He's still coming. Yes, amen. He's still coming. Why did the brothers not recognize Him? Well, for one thing, they thought He was dead. They went to His funeral. Jacob refused to be comforted. He mourns for 21 years.
Right.
Another thing, it seems like it's been a long time. Another reason they didn't recognize Him. You know, it seems like a long time since November 16th, 1974, when the Lord saved my poor wicked soul.
Yeah.
And they were saying back then that He's coming back. And they're still saying He's coming back. But it just seems like it's been a long time.
Yeah.
It seems like it's been a long time. That's one reason they did. You know, 21 years is a long time to be guilty.
Yeah.
Jacob's been grieving. The brother's been guilty.
Yeah. Right.
They're guilty. I was guilty for 21 years. I'm still guilty.
Yeah.
I was guilty for 21 years before the Lord pulled me aside, before He arrested me. The high sheriff arrested me. He stopped me. He said, boy, turn around. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Why didn't they recognize their brother? Well, for one thing, they sold him as a slave. They might have been looking for a slave, but they wasn't looking for him in the position he was in.
Right.
They wasn't looking for a king in authority. He was dressed like an Egyptian king. He was shaved like an Egyptian. Shepherds didn't shave. He acts like an Egyptian. He speaks. He's talking fluent Egyptian. He's been in Egyptian college now for 21 years. He's talking actually through an interpreter. And let's go a little bit further here. That's verse 6. Let me read it again there at the end. Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them. We're talking about Joseph the stranger. And he spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, "Whence come ye?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." See, he never spoke rough to them before. That never happened before. It probably kind of threw them off there a little bit. The first time he came, he entered by a virgin's womb and no one saw him. The next time he comes, he's coming to the clouds, to the sky, and every eye is going to see. The first time he came as a lamb, capital L, Lamb of God. The next time he's coming back like a lion.
Yeah. Yes.
Might not recognize him. The first time he came to redeem, the next time he's coming to reign. He's coming to take over. He's not coming to take sides. He's not going to be a Democrat or Republican. He's coming to take over.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
The next time he comes. The next time. The first time he came to die, the next time he's going to raise the dead.
Right.
The first time they said, "Where is he that's born King of the Jews?" Next time he's coming, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, all capital letters. The next time he comes. Might not recognize him. The first time he got a crown of thorns. Next time he's getting a crown of glory. Gold crown. The first time he came in poverty to a stable. The next time he's coming in power. The first time he came with the escort of angels, next time he's coming with us, with 10,000 of his saints, coming back on white horses, Tennessee walkers. First time he came in meekness, the next time he's coming in majesty.
Right.
They didn't recognize him. They didn't know who he was. Verse 7, "And Joseph saw his brother and knew them. He made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, 'Whence come ye?' And they said, 'From the land of Canaan to buy food.' And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him." Joseph the stranger. "And Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed of them. And he said unto them, 'Ye are spies. To see the nakedness of the land are you come.'" Well, when the brothers would be watching daddy's sheep and daddy would send Joseph out to check on them, the brothers saying, "You just come to spy on us. It's why you're here. You're up to no good." "And they said unto him, 'Nay, my Lord, but to buy food are we come.'" Verse 11, "We are all one man's sons. We are true men." Thy servants are no spies. Joseph loved his brethren and he wanted to bless them. But the last time he saw them, they hated everything that was holy. And he couldn't bless bad men. He was able to bless them. He had the capacity to bless them. He had the care to bless them. He was wanting to. He had the love to bless them, but he had to know if they changed.
Yeah.
If he revealed himself too early, they would put on an act.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just for him. And he had to know. Before he could bless them, Joseph had to know. This was his great hope that they'd changed. He had to wait and see. The first test he's going to give them is a mirror of when they put him in the pit and sold him into slavery. The second trip we might see next week, the second test is had they had a change of heart. And he's going to find out if they're true men. If they're true men. Joseph's talking to him through an interpreter. Talking Egyptian, and the interpreter is telling them what it said. And he said, "Ye are spies." Same thing they accused him of. And he said, "No." He said, "No, we're true men. True men." Luke 18. 11 and 12. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank Thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week and I give tithes of all that I possess. That's a picture of the brothers and us. It's a picture of religion. Brother Dennis and I were just talking. The reason more people don't ask the Lord to forgive them is they haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find a sinner.
Yeah.
Psalm 71. Everybody's okay? Psalm 71, that's a picture of the brothers. That's an us and us. Psalm 71, this might be Joseph here, 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will make mention of Thy righteousness, even Thine only. This is Joseph. See, we don't have any. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph. All of Jacob's hope was in the son. He didn't have hope in the brother. He didn't trust the brother. He didn't rely on the brothers. Psalm 73, verse 22. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. That's the brothers. That's the brothers. Let's go back to Genesis 42. He said, ye are spies. They said, no, we're true men. We're true men. And he said to them, nay, but this is 12, but to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said, thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. Well, they stand in front of it.
Yeah.
They was looking at the one that they just told him was dead. So one of us is dead. One is not. And they're standing there looking at it. 14. Yeah, that's the true men standing in front of it. 14, and Joseph said to them, that is it that I spake unto you, ye are spies. Hereby shall you be proved. It's the first time you find the word proved in the Bible right here. Hereby shall you be proved by the life of Pharaoh. You shall not go forth hence except your youngest brother come hither. And verse 16 is the first plan. He said, send one of you. He's going to keep nine here in jail. He said, send one of you and let him fetch. We're not doing too bad right here. Fetch.
Yeah.
We understand that. Fetch. Fetch your brother, and ye, nine of you, shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you're spies. Well, see if these true men have any truth in them. 17. And he put them all together in the ward 3 days. Well, Joseph was in there 3 years.
Right.
It's hardly nothing. It's just to wake them up. This is just a wake-up call, is all this is. 18, here's Joseph's testimony. And Joseph said to them the third day, this do and live. Well, the opposite is die. This do and live, for I fear God. That's Joseph's testimony. It's going to be awful odd that an Egyptian would fear God. They should have picked up on something right here.
Yeah.
They should have been more alert than this. It's odd that an Egyptian would fear God, but this is Joseph's testimony. In verse 39:9, he said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? In 40, verse 8, Joseph said, do not interpretations belong to God? In 41:16, Joseph said, God give Pharaoh an answer of peace. In 41:32, Joseph says, God will shortly bring it to pass. In 41:52, Joseph says, for God hath caused me to be fruitful. In 41:51, Joseph said, "For God hath made me forget all my toil." Joseph was always going around talking about God. That's his testimony. He never took any glory for himself. He said, "God will do it. God will give you the interpret. He'll interpret that dream, Pharaoh. Don't worry, God will do it." That's 18. 19, if ye be true men. If. Let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Joseph was in their prison all those years, but it was their prison. Verse 20. The remorse. Verse 20. "But bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall your words be verified." Remember, we're going to be judged. Brother Rick is going to be judged by his own words out of his own mouth one day. He said, "So shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die." And they did so. He said, "Go get the youngest brother, and I'll believe you." But they're still standing around here talking for a little bit. And they said one to another, "We are verily guilty concerning our brother." They've been guilty for 21 years and worried about it. They know they're guilty. I knew I was guilty. Still guilty. We are verily guilty concerning what? Concerning our brother that is not. In that we saw the anguish of his soul and he besought us, he begged us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. That's why we got psychiatrists, because of sin. That's why we got distressed. 22, "And Reuben answered them, saying, Spake I not unto you, saying, Do not sin against the child." See, they've been arguing and fussing about this for 21 years. You know, some families just fuss and fight all the time. And that's what they're doing. "Do not sin against the child. Did I not tell you not to do that? And ye would not hear. Wherefore, behold, also his blood is required." Whoa. We're studying Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. It's going to take the blood of Jesus to clean me up. The blood, God's blood is what it's going to take. And somehow Reuben knew that. He didn't have a Bible, but he knew that. "And they knew not that Joseph understood them." Do I know? Do you know that Jesus understands us? "And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter." 24. "And he," Joseph, "turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them again and communed with them, and took from them Simeon." Simeon was the ringleader on selling Joseph. Simeon's a picture of the flesh. And he bound him before his eyes. He was the ringleader at Dothan and at Shechem. And that's where they first planned to kill Joseph, but then came up with a lesser plan. Because it wasn't profitable, they said, "We'll just sell him, keep the money." This is the first time all the brothers been together in 21 years and only one of them's aware of it. The original plan was to keep 9 and send 1 back home. Now he keeps 1 and sends 9 back home. Verse 25. "Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provisions for the way."
Think about that.
Anybody eat breakfast this morning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Joseph's taken care of them while they're in a strange land.
Yeah.
They didn't deserve took care of. And I didn't deserve breakfast this morning either. This is Garth's favorite part right here. Me and him and some others went down to Huntington one night for something. And Mom went with us, Kim and Mom, Trish and Hokum and Garth, and Hambone. Hambone and his wife went. And when we stopped back by the house there, Mom, that lives at Charleston, fixed us up a great old big cooler like we was going to die before we got to Summersville. Like we'd never make it this far.
Yeah, yeah.
And Garth always says that was provisions for the way.
Yeah.
And they, although they don't, he doesn't give them their money back, they done got the corn, but Joseph's giving them provisions while they're in a strange land. Home packs to take on the way home.
Yeah.
Provisions on the way. Thus did he unto them, and they laded their asses with the corn and departed thence. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender in the end, he espied his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said unto his brother, my money's restored. And lo, it's even in my sack. And their heart failed them. That's because of that guilt again. And they were afraid. That's one of them complexes, because they've been guilty for 21 years, saying one to another, what is this that God hath done unto us? I'm going to go ahead and tell you, we're studying Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. And he's going to take care of you all the way home, even in this strange land. This world's not my home. I'm just a passing through. And he's going to take care of us all. He's not going to quit today. He didn't take care of us up till today so he could quit.
Right.
He's going to take care of us. He's not going to quit taking care of us.
Right.
Verse 29, and they came unto Jacob their father into the land of Canaan and told him all that befell unto them, saying, the man who is the Lord of the land spake roughly to us and took us for spies of the country. And we said unto him, we're true men. We're no spies. We'd be 12 brethren. Sons of one father, one is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. And the man, the Lord of the country, said unto us, hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brethren here with me, and take food for the famine of your households, and be gone, and bring your youngest brother unto me. Then shall I know that ye are no spies, but that ye are true men. So will I deliver you your brother, and ye shall traffic in the land. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. They had a phobia. They had to go over and get some counsel. And Jacob, their father, said to them, me ye have bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not. And ye will take Benjamin away? All these things are against me. And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, slay my two. Oh, he's real brave. He said, I'll tell you what, Dad. Yeah, let me take Benjamin down there, and if he don't come back, you can kill my boys. Yeah. You can kill your own grandson.
Yeah.
If I don't bring him... Might be the dumbest thing he ever said.
Yeah.
If I bring him not to thee, deliver him into my hand, and I'll bring him to thee again. And he said, my son shall not go down with you. For his brother's dead, and he's left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in the which you go, then shall you bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Romans 8:28. He said there in... Verse 36, he said, all these things are against me. That's what Jacob said. Romans 8:28. We always think the worst. You know, the car runs out of gas and we're just positive the engine blew up. Romans 8:28. And we know. You know it this morning? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them are all called according to His purpose. The truth is, all those things were working together for Jacob's good. If Jacob doesn't get down there to Egypt and the whole family, they're going to starve flat to death. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for writing it down. Thank You for working together for our good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Very good. Very good. Yeah.